Ryan, you guys always seem to have an answer after the game, the playoff series. What is it about this game that does not respond?
Well, I think we have a veteran group who's been through a lot of this before. Dealt with being down in series, not having a great game or a playoff game, and then coming back and responding. And I think that's the biggest thing. It's just we have a veteran group in there who's been through this before. And this isn't a situation we want to be in after not having our best effort in game one. But now we have to respond.
What has the kind of message been the last 48 hours?
Just that. Respond. Play the way we can. It's not a new recipe. It's not to reinvent the wheel here. We just have to play like we know how and what makes us successful, and that's a speed game. Playing well defensively, we've preached that all year, trying to stay above the opponents, and when we're playing that way, that's when we're at our best.
When you have a game like that in game one, are you more eager to get to game two? You wanted to get here quicker just to...
Yeah, I mean, in the playoffs, games come pretty quick. I mean, you don't have to try to, it's not like you got a 3-day break in series. They happen pretty quick. So yesterday, you watch a video, you digest what happened, and you're right back at it. So, I mean, you don't have to, think, hey, you wish it was here quicker. I mean, it's pretty quick.
Can you give the team too much respect at times, too much time and space?
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, that's one thing you want to take away, especially against a team like this that has this much talent. This much speed, that top line especially. You give those guys time and space, they're going to make you pay, and they're going to create their opportunities. So that's something we need to be better with, is being on top of guys and making sure we slow them down in the neutral zone.
What do you see in the PK right now for you guys that's been going on the last 5-6 games or so?
Yeah, I think it's been up and down, I think. We give up one off a face-off. That's really not, a structure thing. The other one, Obi fans on, and goes in front of the net. A lot of guys don't know where that puck is. So we've had some couple bad breaks on our penalty kill as well, as long as it needs to be better too. I mean, there's no question. But, those two power play goals they get, I mean, there's not much, else we can do. I mean, it's a face-off play, like I said, and then, usually Obi's gets a hold of that one pretty good, and then Girardi's in the lane, so usually that one's blocked.
Even in situations like this where it's a pressure type game, is it fun for a player? I mean, do you really enjoy this time of year?
Yeah, that's why you play. That's why you play 82 games and be in this opportunity. It's games like this that mean so much that you get amped up for, you're excited to play in. This is what it's all about.
Ryan, it's a simple case of maybe simplifying the game now after game one, when you go to game two, because that worked a bit against Boston, and you saw what Braden Point did. And did it go all the way through?
I don't think it's as much as simplifying. It's just defending better and playing the way it makes us successful, as I said earlier. And that's worrying about our end first and going from there. We have a lot of talent on our team. We have a lot of speed. If we defend well, we'll get our opportunities and our chances.
Ryan, it seemed like one thing when you guys, in the last round, or really all season, when you got physical, when you were hitting, making their D turn, having a guy right in their face, especially your line on the forecheck, it was so effective. Were they doing something to take that away in game one? Because it didn't seem like you guys were as effective in that.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit them, a little bit us. I don't think our dumps were as good as they need to be. In certain areas, we didn't have enough speed going through the neutral zone, so it gave them a little bit more time to break out. And then to give them credit, they were moving the puck pretty well in their own end, making take-to-take passes, quick plays that can sometimes break down a forecheck. But I think going in tonight, we just got to make sure we have some speed through the neutral zone when we dump the puck in and are on top of their D quicker to make those little bump plays a little bit harder on them. And you're right. I mean, that's when we're playing at our best, is when we're not giving them time and space in the offensive zone.
Both teams are dealing with it, but this, like, the game starts a little bit after 8 o'clock. It's not something you guys are used to in the East anyway. That extra half hour kind of weird during the day?
It is. It's definitely different. I know a lot of guys really don't like it just because you're so used to it. We're creatures of habit. We all have a routine in what we do. And but on the flip side of that, if you're playing at 8 o'clock this time of year, it means it means it's some pretty big games. So we'll take it.
Ryan, are there moments where you see sort of with Chris Kunitz, this is a guy who's won four? So are there moments that sort of becomes apparent, that experience and what he's gone through?
Yeah, I think it's as it mostly it's just his calmness in situations, and even going back, I guess, to the same situation we're in now against Boston in game two, you could just tell he was confident going into that game, and it's his demeanor in the room. You know, and when he does speak up, everybody's listening. He's won four cups. I mean, he's been here before. He knows what it takes. So he's been a big part of, you know, why we've gone so far.
Anything else from the late comments, Mike?
That was on Kunitz.
That's good, yeah. Number 14. Good guess?
Yeah.